This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
And I love that we're seeing evolution of young Mitch, because this is important. Daryl Ryder in for Ken Carmen today. Kenny will be back tomorrow. We'll get back to our Guardians. Cavs a win yesterday. But we gotta focus here on young Mitch, because
growth is important.
It is.
And I have to, for as much grief as I give Mitch on and off the air, it's done in a brotherly love way. I respect.
Needs a good mentor, Daryl, like yourself.
I respect the willingness to grow.
Well, Mitch already has taken guff for trips to Maine with his dad, hotel rooms with his dad. Okay, but this is something Mitch is going to do this summer on his own. He wants to go to Cooperstown. And what a great time to go to the Hall of Fame.
As a Yankee fan?
I don't know. Maybe this can help change him. Because CeCe Sabathia and the voice of the Guardians, Tom Hamilton, are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And you want to go that weekend?
Yes, I want to go to the induction weekend, which I believe is the last weekend of July, I believe.
Okay, but are you finding that you might have some difficulties financially?
So many financial difficulties. Not just financially, but just the fact that no place is available to book.
Oh yeah.
I feel like everybody booked their hotel rooms 2 years in advance.
Sleep in your car. Problem solved.
Well, I don't know if you can do that. I'm not sure about is Cooperstown a village? Is it a hamlet?
It's technically a village. It's basically like
it might have rules
the town I grew up in, but if you just theme the entire town with baseball, that's all it is.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would suggest. And I don't think we're gonna allow Odyssey would allow you to, you know, do a GoFundMe or a Venmo.
This show will not allow that. We're not getting
this show, this time slot, I think in particular.
An Odyssey station.
We can let people Google that on their own. But Mitch, what about going and seeing other parts of upstate New York, staying in a hotel, road tripping day of, hanging out day of, and then driving back? There's so many fabulous parts. They run commercials. They run ads on local TV here all the time about the state of New York.
I can solve his problem right now.
Let's hear it.
Sell all your Yankee gear.
Oh, I love it, Daryl. Wow. I love it. This would be the time.
If you really are not a Yankee fan, there's no reason for you to have Yankee gear.
It would be nice to have dozens and dozens of dollars back in my pocket to put towards a vacation, but there's a lot of things that are very hard to split apart from.
Oh, good grief. You're not, you claim to now not be a Yankee fan.
I'm not, no. I used to be a part-time Yankee fan, thank you. I have now been reformed. This team is oreless. I can't go with the two teams anymore. I have to go full Cleveland. But in doing so, there's a lot of things I would have to give up. Ball caps, jerseys, t-shirts.
Right. But there's money to be made. I'm seeing dollar signs. I'm seeing your vacations paid for.
Yeah, this is the time to bury all of that stuff and start anew and really celebrate, get involved with America's pastime. The way that they do it in Cooperstown is a throwback. It is an awesome experience. Right. I've been there.
Me too.
For Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
I've got you a cabin 20 miles from Cooperstown.
20 miles from Cooperstown. That's interesting.
How
because
much?
A lot of the places I've been looking at are about an hour away.
Yeah, I'm getting you in there for 1:30 a night.
Okay, that might even be too much.
Wait a second. What about your buddies? You can't defray the costs here?
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to like solve what fraction of the cost
even split.
I will eat. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to give them an incentive to be able to go on the trip.
They're going to Cooperstown to see Hall of Fame
induction. But they have jobs. They have their own lives too. And I want to make sure that I'm not putting them in a tough spot.
$32.50 a night per person.
Right. When you divvy it up, it makes it extremely affordable. And don't let people like Ken tell you can't, as an adult, share a hotel room.
You can share.
There are no hotels. Every hotel is booked up except for one, which is about $2,000 for a whole trip. I have to go Airbnb.
No.
Which is what we did last year with
Seriously, talk to Nick Wilson. He does the cabin trip with his boys every year. He'll tell you exactly how it goes.
He knows all the ins and the outs of a cabin trip done the right way.
No.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
No freeloading for your friends either. Like,
they're not going to get a scot-free trip. I'm just saying that I want them to give them an incentive that they're willing to go on this trip.
They're going to see the induction of the greats of a generation.
They're going to go on a 7-hour
in the Hall of Fame.
They're going to go on a 7-hour car ride for a weekend, which they have to return to on Monday.
Not only that's fine. Come on, you're young. You can handle all of that. Not to mention, if we get you a credential, you can go do some work. Get some one-on-ones for the show.
Exactly.
Now this one, well, that's money saving. I get you in a treehouse haven. It's a little more. It's $250 a night, but
is it treehouse?
Yeah, it's a treehouse, man.
I love it.
That's actually a little.
That's $60 a person.
I'm 27 years old, and that interests me.
Are any of your boys willing? Are any of them doing really
24
well?
24 miles away.
Financially, professionally,
I would think so. I mean, some of them even work at this station. So I'm trying to get that.
They can't
situated.
Be doing that well.
Well, no, none of them can go.
Okay, never
mind. But you can all get media passes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that definitely helps in all of this. Is there any lodging that if you go do it media wise that they've reserved some rooms for the media?
Do any of them own a camper?
Ooh.
I have to be in a place with a shower in the morning. I can't do camper.
A lot of campsites have showers.
How many showers do you really need?
I cannot leave the house in the morning without a shower.
Okay, but you know, you're going to be in a car, you're
on
the move.
And we thank you for that.
You could stop at a truck stop, right?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Truck stop shower?
Yes, the truck stop shower.
That's one of the few times in my life I'm pulling my I'm too good for that card.
You're too good.
No.
By the way, they're making way more money than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are set. I mean, they're going to have a nice pension. All the things that you're going to be desperate for in this
shower,
career.
Man.
Mitch, I'm about to give you one of the most important life lessons you'll ever need to know.
Okay.
Free needs to be one of your favorite four-letter F words.
Usually it is.
Yeah. Mitch, you can't be too good for any of this. You are on the bottom rung. First of all, you're in the media. People detest the media. Look at the polling. They absolutely detest what we do for a living. So you can't thumb your nose at anybody in any other career, especially truck drivers, who I got
heartbeat of America.
A former roommate is doing that right now and making really good money. So stop.
You know what? I don't even know if we can fix Mitch's life in this situation because he has made it entirely more complicated than it needs.
I think so.
I give him a very plausible fundraising opportunity, and he just throws it in the recycle bin. You've got Owen over here is researching in 30 seconds where you can hang. And you're like, yeah, no, can't do that. Lima's over here giving you hygiene options, and you're like, yeah, no, I'm too good for that.
This segment isn't a guarantee to fix somebody's life. It's just the option to do so.
Well,
it's also a casino about less than an hour away in Utica that
you'll get comped a room.
That you could have a fun time. You
well, that's
could
have all a for really high rollers.
Tiger Woods used to frequent this casino.
Oh, really?
Back when he was really having fun. I want to play
Pancake House near it.
I wanted to play because we've got the. I'm not responding to that. We have a very significant pro day going on in State College. Zach Jackson is going to be there today. Here is Nate Tice on Baskin and Phelps just yesterday with what the Browns should do at number two.
Abdul Carter, just because I prefer trenches, and I maybe just as a fan of the NFL, just want to envision Myles Garrett and Abdul Carter wrecking offenses for the next decade. Make a strength your real strength. And maybe because I've seen what Cleveland's done with Za'Darius Smith and Okoronkwo over there, and I've seen the glimpses of what that could look like, why not get another ace in there and just become one of the most unblockable defensive lines in the NFL? That's kind of what my deferred argument has become.
Nate Tice makes it seem pretty cut and dry. The Browns should take Abdul Carter at number two. Daryl Ryder said it earlier in the show. He thinks the Browns are going to go number two with Abdul Carter. The Browns' contingency, according to Schefter, they are all at State College today to talk to Abdul Carter.